You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Well, 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 another day and a lot of topics here. Tomorrow, Division I semifinals in high school baseball over in Sulphur, Louisiana. Been talking to all the different head coaches, or at least we wanted to. We got Coach Rummels. Jesus, Pete. 2 minutes in, Jordan the intern. Foul on me already. Coach Rummels. Head coach of Rumble High School. Exactly. Throw the flag already. Nick Monica. He joined us yesterday. We're going to speak with Catholic High School's head coach, St. Paul's head coach, and Brother Martin's head coach as well, since we're airing Catholic versus Rumble tomorrow at 4:30, St. Paul versus Brother Martin at 7:30 right here on ESPN New Orleans. What are you shaking your head for already?
Your Crusaders are in trouble.
Oh, here we go. Talking smack already. In case you had noticed, I went to Brother Martin. He went to St. Paul's, and our guest today in studio went to Rummel, Mr. Mark Shafisi.
So everybody's in this studio. Everybody made it. No Catholic High guys. We'll bring Matt Moscone and get him on the phone.
Exactly.
And
no,
then you'll have everybody.
Yeah, we have everybody represented. Exactly. Hey, welcome to the midway point of your work week.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me. Let's get
stupid. Today's more about what that Camel Wednesday hump day is. What it is.
There is Shaq G, the Digital Underground. Head coach Shauna the Peyton, and Mark, did you know it's Caleb the Camel? His name is Caleb.
I did not know that.
Yeah, okay. I forced him to Google it. Okay. He's been in Transformers.
Not Joe Campbell. No. Caleb the Camel.
Yes, okay. Little different Camel.
All right. Okay.
But he's got a SAG card, doesn't he? I mean, he's been in like three movies.
He's more famous than us.
Words of wisdom.
Peace and happiness forever.
Yes, hey, Paul.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to gain a little composure here from this morning. This morning I went and toured a school for the kid.
Were you crying?
Well, I mean, it was a little emotional watching it.
Older.
I'm still having trouble understanding he turns 3 in December. So this August he's going to, you know, do his little preschool and all that. And I'm not ready. Let's just put it to you that way. I am not ready. And then I'm sitting across from you, of course. I've known you many, many years. 1999 is when I started WWL, when I met you. And I know. Thank you, Joe. It's appropriate music. And as I follow Mark, though, on Instagram and Twitter, which I'm impressed how social you are.
I'm very social.
It's probably more because of your wife. She's very socially active.
She's dragged me into it. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. But, yeah, you have a daughter that's graduating high school.
I got
on the
one
North Shore.
That's 18 getting out of SSA. The other one is a year out of LSU in Birmingham.
That's unbelievable.
I'm old. Well, you can see.
No, I'm with you. The gray is starting to come on mine, too.
Yeah, well, the gray won on me. The black hair in my head's a rumor now. So.
Now, that said, last time you were here, and you like to jump in every now and then, I challenged you to have a Twitter.
You know what? I have to follow up on that. I haven't gone back. I kept all of Jordan's texts. I haven't done it yet. I'm going to do it, though. Actually, I thought about that driving.
It's unbelievable.
I'm going to do
it. Yeah, we even reserved hour of the show to come up with your Twitter name.
I have everything, and I have Jordan's cell, and I'm going to call you this week, Jordan, because I'm going to need your help.
You need a Twitter.
Whatever I remembered, I forgot, except that you set it up. And I still have the text he sent me.
It's unbelievable. You know, look, in all seriousness, look, you obviously, we've talked a lot before, obviously from Saints beating buddies, producer, hosting the prep football roundup, doing all those different things. You know a lot about little high school sports overall, and obviously from being on the North Shore. It's incredible. We spoke with Ken Trahan on Monday. High school football, we know a lot about the class that LSU is getting and a lot of the kids in this state already. That's coming into the 2019 class. Did you pay attention in the NFL draft? We did it live from Hooters on Friday for rounds 2 and 3. And it was incredible. The first 35, 34, 40 picks as we're waiting for the Saints to select. Dude, it was 6-7 Louisiana kids. They didn't all go to LSU, of course, to play here locally, but some did. You saw some Tigers go. But Mark, it's just, it's Louisiana. It's the West Bank. It's West Wego. It's, you know, Jennings. It's incredible the amount of talent in Louisiana that went early in the first two rounds of this NFL draft.
You know,
it's incredible.
I don't know if the stats the same, but it used to be per capita, Louisiana produced the most D1 players. And then that would obviously translate to the next level.
Right.
But and I think the coaching down here is next level. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the passion for it is down here at the next level. And, you know, this is just football country. You know, Midwest is probably more baseball. Northeast is a lot of college basketball, pro basketball. But down here it's football. And, you know, we have the coaches to develop the kids and the passion by the people. And I think that is why you see what you see on signing day for colleges. Mm-hmm. And on draft day for the NFL.
Two folks that join us on Thursdays during the football season over at Vinny's, and we talked football. Eric Alexander is part of the CST LSU Game Day crew, came in and chatted. He does some stuff on the side, coaching high school football. Robert Meacham joined us this year, right? He's now at De La Salle as a receivers coach. So, I mean, you're talking about some of the people that have gone on to that next level.
Jabari Greer just became a high school football coach.
Head coach. Yeah, exactly right.
So,
you're talking about not only the talent here, but you're mentioning, you know, just the coaching here. I mean, you obviously know a lot of these big-time names that are going. It's incredible to think Nick Monica. So he's the head baseball coach. This year he's taking over the football program
year,
over at Roman.
Next year he'll be the football coach. He was a coordinator of J. Ross Death, but he wanted to finish out this year with his guys. So next year he'll take
over. When are they going to make you the head of broadcasting here? I mean, look, you got Trahan, Daniels. I mean, it's a long list.
You know what?
Larry Holder is a Rummel grad.
The Causeway radio station is talking to me, and we're negotiating now.
Exactly.
So,
that's how it works.
Yeah, so that's it.
But it's incredible, though, when you look at a lot of these schools here locally that have had it. Look, Jordan's representing St. Paul's. Look, Annie Catazera this year at Holy Cross, they made a nice little run in the postseason as well. All of that, what I was saying, leads to this. How do you realize the talent, man, in high school baseball? I know we've seen it in the past. And we were talking with Ken Trahan about it on Monday, but what we're airing tomorrow is the 1-4 seed in Catholic and Rummel, and then the 2-3 seed in St. Paul's and Martin. I mean, it's incredible when you think about it.
And you know who's
and they're all and they each have 2, 3, 4 guys that are playing next year.
And also, those are all really good programs, and they're all usually contenders. You don't even see Jesuit.
Yeah.
And Jesuit is usually right there, too. Right. But that tells you just how competitive that the Division I is. And it's only 13, 14 schools because of the split. But that tells you how good baseball is that Jesuit didn't make this.
Yeah, it's incredible. So coming up here on the show, Jeff Lupo, Brother Martin's head baseball coach at 12:15. Mick Nunez at 12:30 from St. Paul's. Jordan, we can't wait to hear if he has any stories from you, since apparently you brag consistently that you are your name's just echoing in the halls of St. Paul's.
Coach Kettleson, the athletic director, he remembered me.
He remembered.
Nunez said he didn't make it because, like, during tryouts, he kept breaking the scoreboard, hitting it over the fence.
He missed a lot of the stories in the past. According to Jordan, he could have been a tight end at LSU. He can take Steph Curry on one. Mind you, he never played any of these sports at St. Paul's.
On Xbox, he did.
Yeah, on Xbox. That's all that counts.
So he's got that going for him.
But he did. Look, I will give him credit. He did come up with a nice saying yesterday when I was, you know, giving a little business being a crusader.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's y'all saying over there, St. Paul's?
The strength of the wolf is the pack.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I've been to enough St. Paul's football games. So I've seen that.
So there you go. All right. So we'll have St. Paul's represented at 12:30. And then, of course, Brad Bass, Catholic High, at 1:30. Yeah, there you go. Catholic High, as Matt Moscona likes
say.
12:45, Nate Osborne is your head coach of the NOLA Gold. Got a big game against San Diego. Have you had a chance to get out there to a Gold game?
No.
Over at Shaw High School.
No, so.
Okay.
I know more about hockey.
No,
so.
I hear you. Look, it's one of the reasons we're doing it.
But
they're in first place.
They're establishing a fan base and people
look,
like it. I just haven't been out there.
New Orleans professional, because it is. It's a Major League Rugby league.
And my understanding is the highest level of rugby.
It is.
Of a professional rugby.
They have 3 expansion teams coming on board next year. One of them being, are you ready for this? Atlanta.
Hey, something else.
Can you imagine those games, right? What that's going to be like. But no, we've had some players. We had the GM, Ryan Fitzgerald, yesterday on. And every Wednesday, we talk to coach just to kind of keep up to it. They're in first place. There's 4 games left, 2 at home, final 2 on the road. So it'd be interesting to see if they can finish in first place at the end of the year.
You know, I mean, you any sports down here is going to draw, basically. Mm-hmm. And to have that down here, and it's kind of a – it is hybrid football.
Yeah.
You could see where that that has developed
a fan
base.
Contact, physicality, yes, and constant action and movement of the ball. That it really is. So we'll talk to Coach here and trying to effort Sean Kelly, who called Game 4 of the NBA playoffs between the Rockets and the Warriors. I asked you right before the show, have you been keeping an eye on the NBA playoffs? I know it's interesting and a little different because the Pelicans are not in it. But sort of like March Madness, Mark, I made the point, if anything, I'm more interested in March Madness this year, and I was more interested going into the NBA playoffs because of the Pelicans/Anthony Davis possible trade storylines going into it, right? I paid attention more to March Madness because of possible lottery players.
And because Zion Williamson was in it.
Yes.
And that's the first time in a long time you had a marquee college player.
I paid
player.
Attention, and I was introduced to Ja Morant, Kobe White, who I love. Those mm-hmm. 2 point guards. I've made, you know, we've seen DeAndre Hunter for Virginia, the guy that hit the big three there. I mean, all of that. So I paid a little bit more attention because those could all be chosen by the Pels in the lottery.
And if they trade Anthony Davis, they should have two lottery picks.
Right. Well, you mentioned that. That's why I've been paying attention a little bit more to the playoffs, despite the Pels not being in, because a lot of these teams, you wonder, and you know this because you always talk about it in baseball or in football, the one piece missing here, one piece missing there. It's why I said for the Celtics, and they take on the Bucks tonight. Look, when you look at the Celtics, you go, hey, I wanted them to challenge Milwaukee, maybe make it 6-7 games, or at least have a game or two where you go, aha! They could have really used Anthony. Mm-hmm. So far in this series, they have been moments, right? Jordan, the intern, we've been texting back and forth during the games where I go, aha. It doesn't mean that he could have stopped Giannis. All you need is for that team to believe that if they had him, they might have a better shot against Giannis.
But even if he couldn't stop him, if he could match him on the offensive
that's
end,
exactly right.
That's what, you
and
know,
again,
that's what it's really about in the NBA. It's outscoring people.
And all you need
and
to...
And if you've got that big post player that can match Giannis' mm-hmm. Production offensively, well, then that kind of evens
and
things
all
out.
All you need is for them to believe that it would help. You know what I'm saying? You need them to believe that, man, we're this close. We just need that guy to help us.
But the thing is, if Kyrie Irving leaves, and I think it's trending that way, why do you want to take a chance on a rental? Wouldn't you rather keep Jason Tatum and the rest of the young players?
And that's the conundrum here.
Yeah,
because
Danny
yesterday
will be.
We spoke with Jake Madison, a Locked On Pels, and I said, you know, you look at it, and it's interesting because, yeah, it really does look like Kyrie's out. Jalen Rose yesterday on Get Up on ESPN in the morning. He basically said that he thinks that the teammates will help him pack. They want him gone because he's ball dominant.
I think you're right.
Yeah, well, he's ball dominant.
Yeah. They bought the luggage
Celtics
for him.
I agree. Are better when the ball is, you know, distributed more. So we've been believing in order for them to offer up a guy like Jason Tatum and some other young pieces to get Anthony Davis in the trade, Kyrie had to stay. Look, there have been way too many stories and way too many Boston media that said they're better when Kyrie doesn't play. So it may not be all bad that they do that. But again, you brought up the key and the interesting point here. If you're going to trade for Anthony Davis, or you're going to inquire about it, you have to assume that the conversation is, well, you're signing here for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
You're right. I mean, you use the word rental. Now, how badly does a team want to, quote unquote, rent AD to try to help them next year? I don't see that. I see the NBA going cyclical and the pendulum going the other way. We played Adrian Wojnarowski yesterday, and I'll play the bite a little bit later. Mark, he was talking about he thinks the top free agents, you're not going to see ring chasers. People want to be their own brands. People want to go and do their own thing. They want to be the guy. I think you're starting to see that trend sort of move back to what's the best place for me to succeed and do those things, which is why I think the possibility of AD staying is alive. But also, I don't know if teams are going to go, well, let's rent a player and here's a bunch of young pieces. They're just going to build. If I'm Milwaukee, that's one of the teams that's being set out there. Am I touching anything that Milwaukee's doing right now?
I think one team that might want to do that, a one-year rental, maybe Oklahoma City. Maybe that's a shot. Maybe that's a shot. Or maybe, and I'm assuming Kawhi Leonard is going to go to the Clippers. I don't know.
And look,
maybe Toronto.
With the Raptors,
maybe
the way to play.
Maybe Toronto does it again on a rental. I don't know if the Celtics do that. Believe me, and I'm just thinking out loud. But off the top of my head, Oklahoma City and Toronto would make sense. Maybe more Oklahoma City, because you've already got two big time players in Paul George and Westbrook.
And the reports this morning is they both had minor cleanup surgeries, rotator cuff for Paul George, I think.
And George is going to miss the first part of the preseason.
Thumb finger or something for Russell Westbrook. So that's a good point though, because gotten close and just can't get over that hump a little bit there.
That'd be another big three.
Regardless, May 14th, Tuesday, 7:30, NBA draft lottery. We're going to have a watch party over at Vinny's. Come on by, hang out with us. No show, no nothing. Just I'm going to be there. We're going to be there. Let's get a bunch of Pelicans fans together and hang out. We're going to have some specials.
We'll tell you about tomorrow if the Knicks thing happens again when they got Patrick
Ewers. Yeah. Jordan's convinced as we go to break here that the NBA is going to rig it. But for who, Jordan?
The Pelicans.
Well, it's funny you say that because it's been announced this morning. Pelicans announcing who is going to represent them.
Drew Brees.
Will have. No, not Drew Brees.
They should get both.
Well, we're going to talk about what the good luck charm should be.
Are they the team? You going to tell us after the break or is the team?
I'll tell you. I'll tell you. It's real easy.
It's me.
It's not you. It's definitely not you. It will be Alvin Gentry and David Griffin. David Griffin will be the lottery room participant. So he will be in the room to make sure that no tampering takes place. Now, every team has a representative on studio, which is what we see, right? You know, they sit at their chair and they all smile. And then there's a representative in the back room that observe the actual drawing of the lottery. David Griffin will be in the back. Alvin Gentry will be the face you see. Yeah. Hopefully, when the envelope opens up I'll take a top four. I'll take a top two. Yeah. If it's number one, we're doing shots.
I think they should have. Peyton DeBree should have did it.
That'd
have been noticeable.
Remember though,
Harry Connick Jr. Remember, somebody like that.
We're trying to separate the Saints and Pels, so if optics wouldn't have been very good. I'm with you. You know, who has the best luck? Hour one is brought to you, though, by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. Time to go around and find out from these head coaches the chances of their high school baseball teams, the Division I semifinals state playoffs. On our station tomorrow, beginning at 4:30, then 7:30, Brother Martin's head coach, Jeff Lupo, next on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injuries.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Have you been injured on an offshore rig or know someone who has? Then you'll want to work with a firm that truly understands maritime law. Offshore injuries are governed by a set of laws that are quite different than land accidents. So it's important that no time is wasted finding the best maritime attorney for your case. An experienced attorney from the Gavery Law Group will help determine what your next step should be. If you need legal advice or have been injured offshore, call Gavery Law Group today at 985-223-4400. Or follow us on Facebook. Get Gavery. Get results.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
Common sense. It's missing in government today.
Big Mike Fazy. He's not a politician.
I'm Mike Fazy, and I care about our future. This community is made of talented, hardworking people who deserve more.
Big Mike Fazy, focused on finding solutions.
To grow our economy, improve schools, and tackle coastal erosion, we need new leaders who will say no to the good old boy system and just deliver results.
Big Mike Fazy, State Senate.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Michael Fazy Sr.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injuries.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. Mark Schaffisi sitting in with us today. And a little fun as we try to get Jeff Lupo, head coach of Brother Martin, out of class, Jordan. Should have been over there. Not yet. Right
he,
there.
He didn't go to class at St. Paul's. Why would he be over there?
That's actually true. That's right. Yeah. Exactly right. Yeah. Going to have a little fun with this. What's the wager? What should the wager be for tomorrow's game?
You know, 7:30 St. Paul's. Is that between you two guys? I don't know. Let's see. I don't know. Lunch?
Nah.
No, that's too easy.
Mm-hmm. Wash the other's car? Nah.
Detail it.
Detail, that's right.
Inside and out would be good.
Wash and detail would be a big difference here as well. First game tomorrow going to air is Catholic in Rummel. And it took me forever when we used to work back in the day together. Because you always, what's your saying? Go Raiders or something? Raider Pride.
Raider Pride is the cry on Severn, yeah.
Yeah, I for the life, I'm telling you, for years, it might have been actually until I was in the Saints locker room and I heard Larry say it. Oh, I heard, you know, another Rumble grad. I think, Les East is also Rumble. I don't know. There's a bunch of you guys. I don't know.
But Larry Daniels, right. Trahan.
I know that for sure. But anyway, I heard that and I'm like.
Mike Strom went to Rumble.
I'm like, I thought you were just an Oakland Raider fan.
Yeah, Jay Vice thought I was saying Greater Pride.
Oh, Greater Pride. Yeah, I honestly just thought you were a.
Yeah.
Good. I thought you were an Oakland Raider fan.
It sounds like
fan.
I believe you. Yeah.
I was like, they were big, popular back in the day, you know, Jake the Snake. Yeah. Madden. I thought I had no idea.
More prevention.
I drive past Rummel on the way to Brother Martin's. That's why I didn't know that was your saying. Yeah, you know? So I. But anyway, we'll come up with a little wager.
Yeah.
We'll have a little fun here as well. I didn't get a chance to, obviously, because we just started here. We're going to talk a little bit more in depth, and we'll play this game that I've been playing with Jordan and Brian yesterday, who was in studio. That we could have fun with storylines. What much too early storylines? Obviously, for mini camp coming up this weekend. Things of that nature. But the Saints draft. Just your overall impressions on what the Saints did this draft. I thought it was a very sensical draft. It made sense in every aspect of it. I love the first two picks. Everything else is
gravy if they make the
teams.
Team. Really.
Exactly right. And it makes sense, because if you are, and we're going to go with the theory that most Saints fans have, a yellow hanky kept you from the Super Bowl, you are a playoff-ready caliber roster team, right? I mean, that's the assumption if we're going to blame the hanky. Mm-hmm. So I get it. You lost Alex Okafor. I get it. You lost Mark Ingram, Max Unger, your three losses. Are you still a playoff team? My initial thought is yes. I still think you got a good roster.
Well, I think the only two teams that Vegas has at 10 or 10.5 are the Saints and the Patriots. I could be wrong on that.
Right.
So, and you know what? They protected their most valuable investment in Drew Brees. You know, they signed the veteran center in free agency, and they drafted a young one, and the best guy's going to play. And when Drew Brees has been vulnerable to pass pressure, it's been up the middle. He's still still quick enough to move around the pocket. And they protected that the middle of the offensive line for him to keep him, so he's got a chance to look down the field to see what's going on and find an open guy. So I like what they did. They traded up, as which they do every year. I mean, you really have to count Davenport as part of this draft, because they gave up this year's first round for him. They traded up to get Brandon Cooks, so they unloaded Brandon Cooks. They wound up with Ryan Ramczyk.
Mm-hmm.
So I like what they did, because they protected their most valuable asset. And as much as the defense has improved and as well as they're playing, to me, it still starts with number 9. If it's not happening for him, it doesn't matter. So I like what they're doing. You know, I would guess they've got a 2-year window. I think Drew Brees is still playing at a high level, and I would expect he could do this for 2 more years if he wants to after this year.
Right.
I'm sure the Saints would want him back, assuming he keeps up the level of play.
And it's interesting you say in that statement there, if he wants to, because I spent some time on social media, and there he is. There's Drew in San Diego this past weekend, with pictures of his three sons, which again, maybe it's being a dad now, but they are growing up. I can't even write.
Well, you
I mean,
know, yeah. you blink.
Seriously, when you look at those Instagram photos and they're wearing Breeze 1, Breeze 2, Breeze 3 jerseys, it's incredible how.
The first Super Bowl, they just had the little boy with the headphones on to protect
earmuffs.
His ears. Yeah.
Yep. But it's incredible. You look at that, and you just get that sense that he's enjoying being a dad. He's enjoying that family time, and you get it, man, because I understand it now. You know, from a fan standpoint, Saint standpoint, I'm judging arm strength. I'm judging completion. I'm judging wins. Can he still do that? As a dad, I'm going, dude, I get it. That's a lot of time you have to be away.
Yes.
You know, and
during the season, he's living on the airline highway.
I get it all the time. And it's true. You know, I'm told when I'll post a picture where he's actually hugging on me or he wants to play with me. It's a short window because, as you know, it's the only thing you can get involved in life where they'll love you, then they'll hate you, don't want to be anywhere around you, you embarrass them. Everybody else's parents is better than your parents. I know that's coming. I haven't got there yet.
Yeah, you're not a jerk yet. Yeah,
but I know it's coming.
Yeah, it's coming. Yeah.
Jordan's parents are better than you. I know that's coming. Yeah,
storm's coming. You already got that right.
And then it's, I need this to graduate in school. Then there goes more of your money. And then all of a sudden you're hoping at some point in time, maybe in the 20s, they'll like you again. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what I signed up for. Mm-hmm. So, that small window where right now it's, you know, dad's cool and, you know, it's his world and let's go play. I'm enjoying it. I'm playing bubbles with them yesterday in the afternoon. So I get it. I get what Drew's probably conflicted on there as well. But
one thing I think that bodes well for Saints fans, and I honestly don't remember if this was something Drew Brees said or it was something that somebody covered the team said. Mm-hmm. You know, Larry Holder, whoever, I don't remember. Jeff Duncan, I don't remember. That Drew Brees wants his children to have vivid memories of him playing for the Saints. So that may bode well to get another year or two after the 19 season. We'll see.
It is interesting also how this team sort of bounces back. We played a bite. Garland Dillon tweeted it. Drew Brees at Millsaps College last week, and he was speaking. And Mississippi College, not Millsaps. It was Mississippi College. And You see his facial reaction, and you see the little grin at the very end when he talks about the draft picks, and he can't wait to kind of get into it. As tough as it was from a fan, and Mark, you and I were natives. Yes, we worked in the media and we cover the team, but at the end of the day, we're natives. You know, when the local teams do well, everybody's happy. Everybody does well. And obviously with what you do now, I mean, you're a fan. You want them to succeed and have fun. As difficult as it was to watch how that season came to an end, I can't imagine for the team, much less a player like him, you know, where you do see the end of the road. You understand. I mean, he talked about it last year in that LaDainian Tomlinson interview on the NFL Network, day one of training camp. I have a date. I talked about it with my wife. We know when it's going to be. It's between us, but we know. So when you know, that's it. This is it. That's got to be hard. And when you're that close, man, you know, I mean, I can't imagine. I know Saints fans replay that last drive, replay that kick, replay that interception in over. Imagine him.
Replay the flag stand in the pocket. Yeah, you're right.
The interception, got hit on the face, pick, no call. Just that game, how hard it is to get over it. And the only thing I can think of is in the years that we've covered him, it's you got to get back to work. And that's why there's probably nobody else, you know, than anybody, than anything, knowing that he can't wait for minicamp. He can't, but OTAs and you know,
the only
mandatory
guy
minicamp.
I would compare him to leadership-wise and intangible-wise is obviously Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
I think at the leadership level and of rallying the team, they're next level above everybody else in the league right now, since obviously Peyton Manning's been gone 2 or 3 years. But you know, you hate to whine and cry, but it's basically it was stolen from them. They should have been playing the Patriots.
Yeah.
They really should have. But
and
it didn't
work
out.
After watching that Super Bowl, they'd had a shot. Yeah, they would have had a shot.
Oh, they would have put up more than 6 points.
Yeah, they would have had a shot.
You know, they would have scored at least 17 points. I don't have any doubt.
Coming up at hour number 3, I want to ask you, because I left it completely open for us to debate and just talk and kind of look at the league and different storylines and stuff. Vegas is kind of thrown out there. The top 4 teams, favorite-wise, win-wise, New England, Kansas City, L.A. Saints. They're the 4 teams that have the most wins, favored by L.A. books, you know, Vegas books, rather, than anyone else. I agree. Like, right now, if I had to, on May 8th, say my 4 favorites, I would say those right now.
The only one, and we'll talk later, I would question is Kansas City. Because they might not have Tyreek Hill this year.
Okay.
So, and so now you got
that offense takes a step back.
And you got a year of film on Mahomes.
Ooh, okay. So, a little we'll sophomore see. Slump
you
predict.
Know, you know, I don't know about that. But
stop turning your head. This one over here to my right, you saw that little grin he just gave? For somebody that won the MVP, this one doesn't buy him. Doesn't buy him.
Oh, I think he's a really good player, but yeah. A lot of times there's a step back. Just you know, just like in a baseball, when a player comes out hitting 300, pitchers get a book on you.
The Madden
and
curse.
And you have to
the Madden curse.
You'll have to readjust. Okay. I don't believe in that stuff, but I believe in no Kareem Hunt and no Tyreek Hill. That's what I believe in.
That's Mark Shafisi. I'm Gus Kattengill's The Sports Hangover. Mick Nunes, St. Paul's head baseball coach. We'll try for him. We'll see if Jordan can go one for one on getting us some coaches here on ESPN New Orleans.
Medications can be scary sometimes, but necessary for our health and well-being. Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy's staff are trained in finding you the lowest cost available on your medications. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options. Patients who take their medications as prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
At Trex, we know there's a place for wood in your backyard. We recommend the fire pit. But when it comes down to choosing the right material for your next deck, look no further than the superior beauty and durability of the number one name in outdoor living. Trex delivers the look of wood without all of the work and the worry. And it's made from 95% recycled materials, which makes it the right choice for your backyard 100% of the time. Make sure your next deck is built with Trex. Visit Trex.com to order samples.
Let's talk about Chad. Last year, he was working two jobs, trying to make ends meet, barely staying above water. In February, Chad started his information technology career, making more money, doing something he loves. Don't love what you do? Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet on campus or live online 2 or 3 times a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career, mycomputercareer.edu.
Hello, I'm Mark Riccobono, president of the National Federation of the Blind. We know that blindness is not the characteristic that defines you or your future. Every day, we raise expectations of and for blind people. Low expectations hold people back, but blindness does not have to. I'm a blind husband, father, and baseball fan living in Baltimore, Maryland. Being part of the National Federation of the Blind has helped me live the life I want. If you or a loved one is dealing with blindness, the National Federation of the Blind can help. Over the last 7 decades, we have helped tens of thousands of people live successfully with vision loss, and we can help you too. Visit nfb.org. to find the resources and support you need to live the life you want.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
All right. Mark Shafisi, Gus Kattengill, you know the song?
I think that's Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis, but that's Joey. I'm not sure.
Junior Walker and the All-Stars.
All right, that was my 8th guess. Okay,
no idea
I'm
what
sorry.
Y'all are talking about. This is well before
by the way, I left a message to Coach Nunes at St. Paul. They're busy making a statue of Jordan, so he's going to call me as soon as he
is that
can.
That what it is. Congratulations, Jordan. You're now 0-2 on your coaches. There we go.
By the way.
Round of applause.
Yeah, they're molding the bronze right now. Yeah.
Round of applause.
He just threw it into the lake, but.
Yeah. You did tell him like this is like live, not recorded, not just okay. I'm just double checking. I just you know, I mean it's.
He did go to St. Paul, so kind of
look, Mark.
Like,
we've been producers. We know what this is like. There's nothing worse than booking it, and all of a sudden it doesn't.
No,
happen.
You got to be ready for the world to end. Yeah, and the phone's not going to work.
We're
or anything.
Being
You're
much
right.
nicer than Buddy and Ed. You know, when I worked for, I mean, I would be right now on my way to Wendy's getting at Daniels his lunch right now during the show.
My buddy brought his own food. I'd have to take care of Buddy. Yeah. Buddy would treat us sometimes.
So. Yeah. Love Buddy. So, look, one of the things that we can obviously get into, we're kind of touching on here as well, and Sean Kelly has got us back and confirmed 115. I'm going to talk with Sean Kelly here. So look, it's funny, and the reason I brought up Buddy here in a second too, I'm trying to think of as many people who are responsible for getting as much passion from the fan base and correlate that with the team than when he was around. And he was so good at being that, right? He was the voice, essentially, and affected it. I mean,
he was the voice of the fans.
I mean,
he was.
The team knew it. It affected decisions and things that ain't, you know, so.
And they all listened to him.
Absolutely.
On David driving in the LA Highway, they all listened to
him. There's no doubt. So the reason I say that is because one of the things that is interesting that's been talked about, obviously, is this Anthony Davis stay. Can you forgive and forget and all this and that? And you know, is it bad? Is it good? Look, I get the casual NBA fan, you know, oh, they're going to stink. AD left. They're going to. That's why I think it was so important for Gail Benson to come out the owners' meetings and say, yeah, they're not going anywhere. I'm not selling the team. I see myself as a steward
of these two assets. Excuse me, Russ.
Yeah.
I hate to interrupt you, but they gave up on the statue.
Okay.
I got Coach McNunez from St. Paul. They gave up on the statue. He's on the line for you.
Sounds good. All right. Well, I'll finish my point here in a quick second, the importance. But we'll welcome in head coach McNunez of St. Paul's. And, Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing fantastic. We're having a little fun this week. I'm a Brother Martin grad. Our intern, Jordan, went to St. Paul's. So, you know, it's kind of a big game tomorrow, regardless of what, you know, you guys are trying to win a state title.
Yep, sounds like fun at the office.
Talk about a little bit on this this matchup. Just really the final four teams, it's incredible. One versus four, two versus three. I mean, you got the top four seeds battling it out.
Yeah, it's I mean, I don't know if we're the only one that, only bracket that did that, but I didn't even really realize that somebody told me 1-4. It's just like it should be. So that's kind of neat.
How about the trip and the journey for St. Paul's to get here?
I mean, it was a typical season, ups and downs. It was a special year. I mean, having the 11 seniors, my dad's retiring this year, so, you know, he's an assistant coach. So it's really, it's been a neat year. I'm glad we're doing as well as we're doing right now. So it's been a fun little trip.
You guys beat Evangel Christian, obviously, to advance here. Getting that bye, how important was it originally?
The bye, I don't know if I like it or dislike it. Mm-hmm. It's our second year getting it. The time off is tough, but once you really, I mean, you get back in your groove, hopefully. I like the bye. I like being off because you're guaranteed that next round, but it's a tough 2 weeks.
Speak with McNunez, head coach of St. Paul's baseball team here. They're going to be facing Brother Martin on ESPN New Orleans tomorrow, 7:30 out in Sulphur. You know, Coach, we spoke with Nick Monica from Rummel. He had five sophomores starting. You mentioned the seniors that you had 11 on your team. Obviously, advantages in having guys that you've had around for a couple of years on your squad. What are some of those advantages, though, compared to having a young team?
Well, these guys, seven of them started their sophomore year. We lost in the quarters to Catholic with them. They came back, started again next year. We made it to the finals and lost in the finals to Curtis. The advantages, they know each other. They know what they expect. They're close enough that they hold one another accountable, and it's not really feelings getting hurt. It's just players being players. I think it's great. You know, most of them have played together, you know, rec ball and whatnot in this area. So they've been together longer than the 5 years with me.
Wow. Well, Coach, being so close to winning that state title, I got to imagine it makes them even hungrier, right? Semifinals and finals.
Yeah, one of them said yesterday, it's been a stick in his heart for a year, which it's the best way I've heard it. So, you know, it's been a goal to get back to it and give themselves an opportunity to try and win it. So hopefully we can come through this time.
On the line with St. Paul's head baseball coach, Mick Munez. They'll be taking on Brother Martin tomorrow. Coach Munez, will Jacob Shearer be on the mound for you tomorrow night?
Probably so. I'm not 100% sure yet, but everybody's ready to go. You know, everybody's rested, so
So it'll be all arms on deck for your pitching staff. You'll have, yeah. You'll have, oh, yeah, everybody.
Yeah. Hopefully we don't have to, but yeah.
What do you know about Brother Martin, Coach? I know you're in the North Shore District, but obviously they're just across the lake. But as the opposing coach, a scouting report on the Crusaders.
I mean, it's a good club. They're well coached. It's proud, you know, the tradition from over at Brother Martin. I'm sure they're going to put out a quality team. We played them earlier this year, and they're good. They got ball players. Mm-hmm. So I really think it's going to come down with both sides, who can handle, you know, pressure and what happens on the mound.
What's the mindset? Is it different having to win a series to get to this point, and now it's just winner take all?
Yes, it is. The series, you can – I think the series is not more relaxed, but – you got to have more depth in your pitching. Mm-hmm. With a one game, you can have an average pitcher that throws great and actually win the game and move on. I personally like the series. I wish we did it all the way through. Maybe not every year would it be great for us, but I think it's a better assessment of your ball club.
Yeah, is that strange that you play series to get to this point and then it's just a one game?
Is it strange? Yes, but, you know, we don't make those decisions. They tell us what we're going to do.
Coach answered that, Mark, sort of like when you ask a coach about officiating and you know he can get fined.
Yeah. Yeah, talk to the principals about that. Yeah.
I guess, Coach, just leave us with this. Obviously, we'll have the game here tomorrow at 7:30. Just, I mean, look, you have a team that has experience. You've seen both sides of it, semifinals and the finals. Is it really just go out there and just play? Is that the message as simple as that? You know what to expect. You know what's coming. Just go play baseball.
Yeah, the kids are excited. I'm excited. All I can hope for is that we go out and compete and, you know, play as well as we can. None of my guys are going to have heart attacks over this. We're going to go out and do the best we can and hopefully come out with a W.
All right, head coach Mick Nunez of St. Paul's. I'd like to say good luck, but it's against my brother Martin Crusader. So enjoy the game. Safe travels to Sulphur.
All right. Thanks a lot. Y'all take care.
Appreciate it. We'll have that game tomorrow at 7:30. That's about right. Safe travels and enjoy the game.
You didn't say you hope he lost, so
yeah, exactly.
I think it was okay.
I can't say.
Yeah.
I mean, Brother Martin's already doomed. Because they have you on their side.
Well, that is very true. And thank you for speaking to Coach Lupo during that interview day.
No problem.
Going to get him.
2:15.
2:15.
He got stuck in an exam that he was handing out.
Oh, you know, well, I mean, you know, we're our school of higher learning over there, you know.
Pesky academics. Exactly. I hate that when it happens in high school.
That's
We're a team. We're a school of champions.
It would be difficult to get angry at a coach for not being on when there's exams going.
Yeah,
on.
That's right.
You know,
yes.
Exactly. So we'll have Coach on at 2:15. Next hour we'll have Brad Bass of Catholic. You have to say it like that, right? Catholic.
I say Catholic. I don't
Catholic.
Really get the. Okay. Tell you, I'm not in Baton Rouge.
Yeah,
so I don't
really
know.
Catholic High's head baseball coach. So yeah, tomorrow again, 4:30 right here on ESPN New Orleans is Catholic versus Rummel. 7:30 it's St. Paul and Brother Martin, and then we will have the final, and it's 3:00 over on Saturday. So all right, there you go. Let's take a quick break. We come back. Nate Osborne, you're gonna enjoy. Have you ever spoken to Nate Osborne, the head coach of the Vanola Gold?
No, I haven't.
You haven't. You're going to enjoy it.
I've spoken to Scott Alexander before.
Yes,
but
Yeah, we'll have some fun with that here as well. Don't go anywhere. Coming up in hour number two, not only Mr. Brad Bass, Catholic head baseball coach, but also Sean Kelly, voice of your New Orleans Pelicans. And also been calling games for ESPN Radio.
Big time in everybody.
In the NBA playoffs, including he had game 4 of the Rockets and Warriors. You know it's tonight, don't you?
Saw the beard. Yeah.
Game 5 of the Rockets and Warriors over at Oracle Arena. I'm taking a nap already. I'm ready to go. 9:30 tonight. Yeah, I'm ready.
Well, this is the series. This is if Houston's going to have a shot, they're going to win tonight.
No doubt. I agree. You know, that's Mark Shafisi. I'm Gus Kattengills. The Sports Hangover. And as you know, Hour 1 is brought to you by the King Firm to play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
Here's Tony Romo for Skechers Slip-On Footwear.
I like to make my life
Easy. I got a car that can drive itself, a robot that vacuums my whole house.
Carpet has been cleaned.
And Skechers slip-ons. They don't have laces, so I can just slip them on and off with ease. And they take comfort to another level. They're flexible, breathable, and have Skechers air-cooled memory foam. Plus, they come in a wide variety of current styles. Skechers slip-ons. You'll never want to wear anything else.
Try Skechers slip-ons with air-cooled memory foam today. Skechers. Comfort included.
Thursdays have lunch with the Sports Hangover at our ESPN Lunch Club as we're live at Vinny's in Metairie, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive. Each and every Thursday, we'll do the show live from Vinny's where you can enjoy delicious fresh wraps, burgers, and more. Vinny's is also home to the best happy hour in town, 3 to 7 p.m. every day. And that happy hour includes signature cocktails. Stop in this and every Thursday at Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie for the Sports Hangover, 12 to 3 p.m. on ESPN New Orleans.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help troubleshoot the likely issue. And if you want a repair shop to help with the job, we know some of the best ones around. Getting the job done just got easier. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Wingo.
On the positive side for Kevin Durant, he has usually been pretty open and talks to the media a lot. I get it. Here's what rubbed me the wrong way is how you're telling these guys to grow up. What was part of that? I just wanted to go to the gym, play ball, and go home. You guys need to grow up with all this. Ah, Kevin. I mean, that's a tough call to be throwing darts at people about growing up when you're getting into it on Twitter on a burner account because people don't like the way you play or the decisions you make. You may want to rethink that one. I will continue to go back to the Jim Harbaugh answer at Michigan every time he's asked about, hey, this NFL team wants you, that NFL team wants you. I'm only going to talk about the job I have. And that's it. Kevin Durant. Free agency is in July. I'll worry about it then. Right now, I'm 100% with Golden State. That's it. That can get monotonous and difficult. I get it, but you have to deal with the media, so you have to find a way to get through it. But man, the whole thing with the burner account and him telling other people to grow up, that just one kind of rubbed me the wrong way.
Golic and Wingo. Weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. Gus Kattengill, Mark Shafisi sitting in with us today, having a little fun. It's Wednesdays with head coach Nate Osborne. The NOLA Gold checking in on our friend. Coach, how are you today?
I'm good, Gus. How you doing, Mike?
Doing fantastic. Yeah, again, last week it felt weird, right? Felt a little strange to be talking to you after he lost because for the most part this season when we speak, you guys had won. Back on the winning side of things, Coach. Good job this past weekend.
Thank you, mate. I'm in a much better mood this week. It's nice to get another win, and it's nice to win at home, obviously, as well. So
yeah, you You sound a little cheerier today.
More cheerier. Mate. Yeah.
Look, I get it. I mean, when it's tough, Coach, right? I mean, that loss at Seattle, it was by a point. You had a chance to win. I guess it is tough to get in. We were just talking about early in the show with Drew Brees and the Saints having a bitter loss like that, that getting back to work was sort of help. How nice was it to be able to take care of business and have a game in which you can pick up that window to kind of erase that taste and being on the road?
Yeah, it was good. It was good for us. Like you said, it's that waking up on Monday morning and the players dreading the film and me sitting there and analyzing it for hours and hours more just to find out what went wrong. But at the end of the day, when we looked at that film, we actually played really well. I mean, we scored 4-1. Just a little bit of kicking and a few decisions went against it, penalties and that sort of stuff. So it was a good one of those ones during the year when you have take a loss on and you take it on the chin. You go, okay, we need to be better at this. We need to be better at this, and we need to fix that this week. And we went out last this week and we fixed up a lot of that stuff. So it was good. It was refreshing for us to get that.
26-14, the final at Austin, being able to beat them. And I remember when we spoke last week, you said, hey, look, they're looking for their win, but those are always sometimes the teams that are a little more dangerous, right? I mean, you got a team that's backed into the corner, kind of wanting to get their win there at home to do that. So is it one of those games and wins, again, obviously coming off of a loss that you like, but being able to respond in that fashion where you did, quote-unquote, take care of your business?
It is, and it's a credit to the boys. They really stood up after that loss, and we trained really well last week and really got back to what we wanted to do. And you know, there's stuff that starts creeping into your game as the season goes on, and we just got back to the basics of what we wanted to do and, you know, executed it really well. So it was good. It was a good bounce back for us.
You know, it's incredible speaking with head coach Nate Osborne of the NOLA goal there in first place. And you've been there for most of the season, if not all of it. It's nice. You're 9-3. There's San Diego, though. And then, of course, you got another team at 9-3 as well, which you'll be facing here in 2 weeks, which we'll get into in a quick second. Separated by 3 points from second place, 8 points from third place. So it's nuts. You guys have been at the top of the standings, yet literally the next four games remaining are going to determine how the season turns out.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, and I mean, it's kind of a credit to the league as well how close it is, and how we even spoke about last week that the 0-11 teams can still beat the top team. So it's one of those things that I think is great for the league, especially, you know, in the second year, that any given game that you walk out there that you can perform and you can win a game. And you know, this one for us against San Diego, against that second team coming into our house, coming down to the Swamp, is big. I think it's the biggest game that we've had in our 2 years as NOLA Gold, and it's a chance for us to really separate ourselves at that point and really wrap up that playoff spot that we're looking for.
Mark, it's very similar to an NFL schedule in that, you know, in the past, the NFL has sort of made it division games where you face them. They're going to face them twice the next four games. At San Diego's the final game of the year. San Diego, yep, this upcoming game, and Rugby United, the other team that I told that has the same record as you guys here as well. So three of the next four, tough. In terms, yep, of, like, y'all are same record right now going into it.
Right.
The next two at home, the final two are on the road. The importance, man, of being able to win at Gold Stadium these two games, though.
Yeah, I think it's massive. I think we've had six games there this year, and we've won, or seven games there, and we've won six. New York was the only one that, like, slipped by us by 3 points. So, you know, home field advantage, and coming down here to the heat and coming down here to our crazy crowd that's screaming and yelling for us, it really gets the boys up. So it's definitely an advantage playing down here. And it's something we want to look at. We want to try and keep winning at home and take care of business here so that we can, you know, reward the fans with a home playoff as well.
Which I think that is the voice of that is Nate Osborne, the head coach of the NOLA Gold. They'll be hosting the San Diego Legion on Saturday on the West Bank at Shaw, 2 o'clock. Coach, forgive me, I don't even know. What do you call the start of a rugby game? It's not kickoff. I don't even know what it is. You tell me.
Kickoff.
Yeah, yeah. I got it right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Now, break this down for me, because forgive me again. I count myself among the ignorant. You play basically one game a week, one game every 10 days or so. Is your schedule preparing for the next game similar to an American football, then preparing for the next game?
Yeah, I think I don't really know 100% what they do in American football. But, you know, an average week for us is, you know, we play on Saturday or Sunday. Usually have the next day off to recover, and we come in and get treatment and that sort of stuff. And the next day after that, we watch a bunch of film from that game, and we go out on the field and we fix up some of the stuff that we need to fix up. And then the next day we do a lot of defensive work, a lot of contact work, and then have another day off. And then the Thursday leading into the game, or that next day leading into the game, we really start breaking down the film of the team that we're playing against, and we put our we call it our menu of how we're going to put our game plan in place, and then we go out on the field and we do that, and then the next day is just a bit of a walkthrough, make sure we all understand we're all on the same page, and then into the game again.
San Diego, you're playing them on Saturday. They have 9 wins, just like the Gold. Tell us about your opponent, Coach.
They're a really good team, and it's something probably at the start of the year that not many people would have said San Diego and the Gold playing this late in the year as 1 and 2 would have been a thing. But they've kind of been the same as us. They've kind of performed really well. They play a very similar style of rugby to us. They play a wide open game of rugby, and they got some big boys in the middle that defend really well as well. So, you know, we're hoping that we can move them around a little bit more than they can move us around, and we can get the tries that we need to win this game.
Coach, again, we love the Swamp. You mentioned it, CBSSN. This is a nationally televised game, and this is a huge opportunity, not only for your squad. And I don't think it's going to be a bad thing in terms of nerves or anything, because we've talked in the past, Mark. I don't know if you listened to some of the interviews in the past with Coach Osborne. He's got some of the top players in rugby nationally.
This is the highest level of rugby.
Globally,
that,
right?
That you can see down
that
here.
That is on the New Orleans squad here. So they're used to the big stage, the Olympics, the champions. They're used to doing that. But this is a great opportunity, Coach, for not only your team, your club, but the fans, too, to kind of show what they're all about here being a nationally televised game. And the championship, oh, by the way, will be on CBS Sports, the national network all the way.
For sure. Our crowd has been outstanding and amazing this year, and the boys really love playing down here. And like you said, I think there's a difference of like coming into weeks like this when you're playing against you know, one of the top teams, and there's a lot of meaning in the game of just the excitement. It's not nerves, it's excitement. You know, there's mm-hmm. a buzz around the clubhouse, there's a buzz around training. You know, everyone's really vocal, everyone's really excited about getting through the week and getting onto the field and showing the fans what we can do.
All right, Coach, we'll leave with this. What's a typical play call? What's a typical play in terms of its name? What does it call it? A run, a pass, or just it's a try? I mean, what's a typical play when you snap the ball to somebody?
I don't even know. What would be the equivalent? The difference of rugby compared to football is that the coach on the sideline doesn't call any of the plays. So during the week, we put all of that stuff in place, and the players have to memorize it. And on the run, like one point, they could be tackling, and then they have the ball, and they have to kind of call those plays and get themselves in positions on the field where they can execute those plays that we're putting into place. And we have a whole array of different names for things. And it's,
I was just the reason I'm asking you, Coach, is not to stump you, is because I was trying to figure out what the play is going to be called that we get Jordan the intern at that training practice that you're going to have, because Mark is called training, not practice. When we send Jordan the intern to one training before the season ends, I want to know what it's called. I mean, can we call it Decapitation 101? I mean, what, good. You know, the Headless Horseman, you know, whatever you want to call it, to where we snap the ball to him, we toss it, and we say, go. I mean, that's basically what it is.
I think the best one for him is something that we call a punch. And it's basically where you're just running as hard as you possibly can and just trying to catch the defense on their back foot. So we call punch. That means that everyone's just running really hard. So
there we go. I couldn't agree with you more.
A really good punch line, and we can get into it. It'd be
there
great.
We go. Jordan, are you excited? You're looking forward to this. Tell Nick, Coach Osborne here, you're ready.
As ready as I'll ever be.
There it is, Coach. He's ready as he'll ever be. Hey, look, as always, we appreciate your time each and every week getting us ready for the upcoming matchup. It's a big one, folks. Same record. They're in second place. The gold in first by 3. We want to see New Orleans take it home here, so go check them out. Shaw High School, that's where the stadium is. It's Gold Stadium, CBSSN. If for some reason you're shameful and can't make your way out there, 2 p.m. is when kickoff is, so at least watch what's going on. And of course, each and every Wednesday we speak with Coach Nate Osborne, unless I forget and we get him on a Thursday. But Coach, thanks for hopping on.
No worries, thanks Gus. I think this is one, if you've never been to a rugby game, or even if you have, this will be a cracker. This is the one that you need to come to. This will be a definite barn burner of a game with the 1 and 2 teams playing against each other.
Sounds good. Good luck, Coach.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, for sure. We'll talk next week. I am looking forward to, by the way, Jordan. Just one play. He just has to run one play.
Run, Forrest, run.
Got to make it.
That's the play.
It's got to make it. And by the way, when you get to the end zone looking thing, it's an end zone, right? You have to fall on it. You have to hit the ball on the ground for it to count. I'm just making sure.
You could just run through the tunnel to the UP Long Bridge.
Look, I think there's a good chance that you can go. Like, I mean, maybe we do it 10, 15 yards out. You know, I mean, we're not going to give them the full distance. You run out of breath. Right? I mean.
Honestly?
Yeah.
I think.
Do you want the longer
I think I could
distance?
Break a few tackles.
I agree. Look, you're what? You're 6'3"?
Yeah, 6'3".
You're about, what, 220?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
He's a professional athlete. He's not breaking any tackles. Come on,
I think
really.
I might break one tackle.
Keep in mind, there's plenty of Olympians and like
these are world
championships.
These are world-class athletes.
No, but in all seriousness, they got like really top-notch.
It's the top level of rugby
in the
world.
I'm talking about like the players on this roster have played at the highest level. New Orleans got a really good group of guys.
Yeah, Jordan, I don't think it's that.
Maybe on their practice squad?
Hour one in the books. Don't go anywhere. It's the Sports Hangover in ESPN New Orleans.
You feel so free.